Tonight on Red Barn Radio, we have Erin Enderlin. In everything she does, Enderlin sings like the heir to Patsy or Tammy, then writes like Eudora Welty decided to pick up country music. The catchy twists in her songs and her classic voice have opened lots of opportunities for Erin. She's been featured in the CMA Songwriter Series and received rave reviews from Rolling Stone for her 2019 release, Faulkner County.
Caroline Radcliffe, just 15, way too young to know what love means. July heat, muscadine wine, and the words he said made her crawl some lines. On a homemade quilt in the pale moonlight, he swore he'd love her till the day he died. Secret is the tie that binds Caroline. You laid beneath the Georgia pines. True love is the forever kind. The promises you made that night. So left her like trash at the side of the road. She alone would bear the shame. It was early spring when the baby came. Caroline, the secret is the tie that binds. She could see the blood soaking up his jeans, smelled like smoke and gasoline. Five bullets left in a six-shooter gun. She said, "Daddy, what have you done?" Georgia pines, true love is the forever kind. A secret is the tie that binds, true love is the forever kind.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's premier cultural development advocacy and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Erin Enderlin has emerged as a literary songwriter and superb vocal stylist with a knack for sharply drawn characters. Backsliders, avengers, lovers, and victims, they're all in her acclaimed albums, such as 2017's Whiskeytown Crier and 2019's Faulkner County. Her catalog includes Alan Jackson's Monday Morning Church, Leanne Womack's Last Call, Luke Bryan's You Don't Know Jack, and a host of other songs for Randy Travis, Joey and Rory. Is that enough for you? Tonight, Aaron is here on Red Barn performing with Taylor Jones on drums and Jake Clayton on fiddle.
Please Come to Boston was playing on the radio. He asked me to go. I thought, what the hell? It's the same old story. Ain't there always a man involved? Whole thing reeks of alcohol, or somebody ends up in jail. See my sister Gina, she always was the pretty one, just like Audrey Hepburn at breakfast at Tiffany's. She could have had any man, so I thought he was just another one. That no-tell motel shotgun epiphany.
Aaron, let's talk through your life. First of all, where'd you come from in Arkansas?
Well, I grew up quite a bit all around central Arkansas, but spent most of my formative years, as they say, in Conway, Arkansas, which, of course, is famous for Conway Twitty taking his first name from there.
Is Arkansas a state that is parodied in the same way that Kentucky can be parodied? Like,
oh,
we
definitely.
Are parodied with Justified, the program Justified. Are you parodied by Ozark, the show?
Well, I think that's more Missouri, or at least that's what we're going to go with.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you ever watched Designing Women, but the main house on there was from there, and there used to be a little show called Evening Shade that was set in Arkansas. You know, Arkansas, it's kind of a secret state. I feel like they like to kind of keep it on the down low. But Arkansas is a beautiful state. There's so, if you love the outdoors, they've got just about everything. It's gorgeous, and lakes and trees and all that kind of good stuff, great for hiking. But it's got a great history, too, of gangsters and all kinds of interesting things. And then, of course, presidents and everybody else would come down to sit in the bathhouses down there. So it's pretty wild.
Head pulled down, eyes on the floor, every night. you come back for more. Order up makers all night and chase it with a lucky strike. Well, I can be your whiskey, I can be your cigarette, I can drown that memory that you're trying to forget. If your loving cup needs filled up, she left you bone dry empty. Baby, I can be your whiskey. My love's stronger than 90 proof. Just wait and see what one kiss can do. And if you think it's too good to believe, well, don't worry, baby, 'cause this round's on me. And I can be your whiskey, I can be your cigarette, I can drown that memory that you're trying to forget. If your loving cup needs filled up, she left you bone dry empty. Baby, I can be your whiskey. Baby, I can be one more chance, your one more try. My love can get you so high. I can be your whiskey, I can be your cigarette, and I can drown that memory that you're trying to forget. If your loving cup needs filled up, she left you bone dry empty. Baby, I can be your whiskey. Baby, I can be your whiskey.
You were there through most of your young life?
Yeah. I was in Conway till I was in 10th grade, and then I actually went to boarding school in Hot Springs for 2 years.
Okay.
Go Dolphins. I went to the Arkansas School for Math and Science, and it was a really cool kind of place where you got to extend your learning apart from the classroom. They kind of let us, well, I'm a nerd.
And oh, like you it. Are?
Yeah.
So you were in sort of the advanced track?
Well, I guess just, I've always been curious about things.
What about music in Arkansas when you were growing up? Was there a fine arts program at this math and science school?
It's now the math, science, and arts school. But I was still lucky enough. It was so cool. We got to do stuff like, so we had what we call Dolphin Stock. And so we got to build a stage and everything and do basically kind of a festival. But for my senior year in high school, for my science credit, I took folk music and acoustics. So it was our job to learn folk music and play it.
So the boarding school you went to was a science and math program. Did you have good teachers there?
Oh, yeah. Great teachers. Really inspiring. And we got to really dig in to some songs and get exposed to a lot of different things and be able to play there. Apart from that, I mean, Arkansas has such a rich history with music. You know, Johnny Cash and Glen Campbell are from there, obviously. I believe it's Mama Thornton that's from Arkansas. I might have just lied. But I grew up in a real singer-songwriter community. A lot of folks that really loved the kind of 60s and 70s rock, folk kind of things. I mean, I grew up playing writer's nights, which I don't know if that's a thing that most people do. And so it was really awesome. Dan Clanton was a big influence on me. He was one of my science teacher's husbands, and he played and wrote folk music. And so he's actually the person who taught me how to finger pick. Kind of started getting in. I'd get to open for him sometimes and different things at these coffee houses. And it was so cool because I just remember how exciting it was. It was all about the songs and songwriting. And you'd want to write a song that day and go play it, you know, get it hot and fresh out there. Well,
It's a blue ribbon morning after a black label night. I got kinda out of hand cause I was wound up a little too tight. But Jesus still loves me, even when I do the devil's ways. I'm just a honky-tonk angel with a little bit of hell to pay. But I'd rather be somebody's shot of whiskey, somebody's rough around the edge. At least I can sleep well tonight as I stand behind the words I say. Can't make everybody happy, that's all right by me. As long as my baby loves me all the way from A to Z. I'd rather be somebody's shot of whiskey than everybody's cup of tea. All my life I've been told I'm cut from a different cloth. If I tried to fight it, it all come out in the wash. Oh, if I'm a little left of center, well, I really don't give a damn. Cause I got all the friends I need to take me just the way I am.
Did you have teachers in your school, writing classes, English classes, whatnot, who recognized your talent as somebody who was observant and curious and getting inside of characters and that sort of thing?
I had some amazing teachers that were just really inspiring. I had one English teacher, Miss Armstrong, and man, the way she could read a book. I love reading, but to me, my favorite part is thinking about the voice in your head that's reading those. And I loved to picture Miss Armstrong's voice reading them because it was just, she would just wrap around those words and that phrasing.
Huh. When did you write your first song?
I was in fourth grade. I was at the Boys and Girls Club in Conway. I don't know, it's kind of a weird thing, but I was reading an article about Reba McEntire, and after a show, someone had told her, you sounded just like Loretta Lynn, and she took that as a big compliment. And they said, well, it is a compliment, but also you've got to find out who you are. Who's Reba? What does your voice sound like? And I thought for some reason to myself, well, if I wrote a song, no one else would have sung it yet, so I'd have to. And then I started torturing my fellow students by bringing it into to school and, and playing on music day.
Did you at that point in time already have a sense of how to put together a melody? Was that something obviously you developed in time?
I had no idea what I was doing. I'm not sure that I still do, but I enjoyed it. My mom put me in piano lessons when I was five. And so I got to start learning a little bit of the theory and the music. And, you know, I wasn't necessarily the best player in the world, but I could find enough things, you know, to map it out. I call myself a magician more than a musician.
I used to live in L.A. Right by the freeway. stayed out all night, drank whiskey like wine, and lied about my age. I was working till 4 at the old Troubadour. Pink sunglasses on, like a young Elton John. Cocaine and boys, I was a sideshow, sort of famous, called from the day I was born, blessed with a sick kind of strangeness. I wore like cheap crown thorns, and every day was an endless parade. Trailer by the bay. Oh, I was running from ghosts, half a written, half book, holding court for the strays. And late Tuesday night, I'd play open mic. One time, Roseanne Cash walked up to my head and she threw in a five. I was a sideshow, so famous, called from the day I was born, blessed with a sick kind of strangeness. I wore like a cheap crown thorns. Every day was an endless parade for the Queen of Marina Del Rey. I sold Mary Jane and Jesus, myself when I needed. Oh, you wouldn't believe it to look at me now. Well, sometimes I flash back to a sleeping bag in a hatchback, a young 20-something who didn't know nothing except how to live fast. Was a fake plastic glitter cachet, but for a moment, they all knew my name. And every day was an endless parade for the Queen of Marina Del Rey.
After your boarding school life, did you go to college, or did you say at that point, I think I know what I want to do, I'm going to go to Nashville and do it?
I did. I went to MTSU right outside of Nashville, and that was important to me. For, you know, my parents had put a lot into me growing up. It's really cool, actually. Arkansas has a program with Tennessee where if they have a program they don't have there, it's still in-state tuition.
Oh, nice.
So I got to go over there for in-state, really learned a lot of amazing things. I had some great teachers there, and actually some great country music historians that taught.
Oh, all right.
There.
Do they have a traditional music program at MTSU?
They do. I was not a part of that. Uh-huh. I was in recording industry, but in the history department, we were lucky enough to have Dr. McCusker, who's done a lot of great research in the country music field, and Dr. Uh-huh. Charles Wolfe, who's one of the preeminent voices in country music literary world. I got to meet a lot of other folks that were into what I was into, writing and doing that sort of thing, and I was still close enough to Nashville that for me, I could drive in and do the kind of school that I was really excited about, where I'd just go out and listen to all the music. I still think that's one of the greatest things about Nashville, is that it is a buffet of the best music you can hear, and I know that Kentucky has a lot of great music here. y'all are all about that life, too.
Indeed, we do.
Well, do you mind if I sit down? Am I keeping you from closing? Need a double shot of something? Yeah, just leave it open. Me, I'm from here. Oh, but I ain't been back lately. Not since my sister Jamie had her baby in the fall. Well, me and my friends used to come here in the 90s. Stupid kids with fake IDs. Rebels without a cause. Yeah, it's funny. They're still lining up on Elm Street. Sometimes I miss those old dreams. So here's to what could have been. But I know better than to drag up memories. What's meant to be is meant to be. Like 18 leaving in a beat up car. Time has a way of making hometowns disappear. Seems like I only show up here for holidays and acts of God, weddings, funerals, and empty hotel bars. Have you ever had somebody that just burned you up completely? Be glad, believe me, that's why I'm drinking now. Yeah, I saw him standing with our old friends. The girl I maybe could have been if I'd stuck around. But I know better than to drag up memories. What's meant to be is meant to be. Try to tell that to a heart. Time has a way of making hometowns disappear. Seems like I only show up here for holidays and acts of God, weddings, funerals, and empty hotel bars. I guess I'll call it a night. Cause I've got an early morning. If you're feeling lonely, I'm in room 128. And I could use somebody that ain't his body. Yeah, no, I'm probably just putting off a pain. And I know better than to drag up memories. What's meant to be is meant to be. Tomorrow I'll pack up my car. And all those regrets, they'll be in my rearview mirror. And I'll see the bigger picture. But tonight's the hardest part. Weddings, funerals, and empty hotel bars. Weddings, funerals, and empty hotel bars.
We're back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.